Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers. Like a zit you just squeeze. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese, Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And if you're having a heck of a time hearing us, it's cold here in the van, so we got the heater turned up high.
Yeah, it's that darned Arctic. Clipper.
Where did this freeze come from? We're not up in the north.
Siberia. Would you like the technical explanation?
Sure, why not? Got nothing better to do. I'm cold here.
The jet stream.
Stream. Yes.
Pulls the cold Siberian air down into Middle America.
And then it hits the cold van and gets me all ice cube that I have to turn up the warm here.
And causes wind chill.
Oh.
Which is a factor in why you're so cold.
Except if you're in New Zealand or Australia, you're like warm city down there.
That's because it's summer down there.
Oh, really?
It's winter up here. It's summer down there.
Oh, that's weird.
You know, when it's summer up here, it's winter down there. But they don't get snow like we do.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had to shovel a...
Not so much.
I had a little bit. I had to get the van out of the thing. You remember that the diners, the last time we got stuck. Oh.
You look cute with a shovel.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
What are we playing this week?
Oh, we probably got the worst rap song ever recorded here on the show this week.
Really?
It's bad, Daffodil. It's bad. And we talk about Avon in a sort of not exactly infomercial. It's just even worse than an infomercial, okay? It's bad.
Tribute song.
Yeah, bad Avon music, bad rap music, and some other weird stuff. We got a guy in the celebrity slip-up that was, he was on Gunsmoke, the TV series back in the 60s, and he had his own show, McLeod, in the 70s, but apparently...
I don't actually picture him singing ever.
Yeah, well, and he made, somewhere along the line, he made an embarrassing record, and we're going to play it a little later on, but we're starting off with some cool instrumental music. You remember the 60s TV series, the cartoon Spider-Man, Daffodil?
Na-na-na-na!
Spider-Man, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Any size. Can't you see?
Okay, fine. You
interrupted my singing part.
Well, I'm sorry, but we're playing one of those instrumental songs, music that was from the TV series.
The psychedelic-y music stuff that you would hear all the way through the show.
Oh, yeah, and just a little trick. This is swinging music. When Spider-Man was swinging around the city, they would play this music.
I gotta ask before we play it.
Sure.
Does it have the web noises in it?
No.
Was my favorite part.
Oh, well, fine. Just use it in your head.
Imagine the web noises.
Yeah, there we go.
The web noises.
And we're starting off with Rambling by the Ramblers.
Well, that's pathetic.
Else?
That took a lot of creativity, Rambling by the Ramblers.
Yeah, but what else? Where else would you find it but right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Thank you. On this record, the signal to type will be the words, let's begin. S-N-A-R-F-D-U-D-E space D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L period space. Return. Relax your hands.
Cheese, please.
Exactly. That is some swinging music. Spider-Man swinging around from the 60s TV series cartoon. You know, remember that, I hope. And that a CD was put together by a bunch of fans that I found online. It's music from the KPM record library. Apparently, KPM was a production house that did a lot of production music, and they used it in the Spider-Man cartoon. Cool.
Very cool.
I wish I had a better quality. That's sort of okay. But, you know,
it's good enough for this.
I just remember, you know, when that was playing, I could picture Spider-Man swinging around in New York City when that music's playing. It's just cool. Just cool.
Yeah, except it doesn't have the
Okay.
The noise.
Can you handle a reasonable facsimile?
What do you mean?
Well, let's try that. How's that for you?
That sounds lame.
Oh, come on! I'm trying now!
But you do get a brownie point for trying.
Oh, hey, I'm gonna take the heater away from you, okay? If you keep that up.
Sheesh! There's icicles hanging from the rearview mirror.
Oh, I know, and it's a little cold here in the van. My name is Starptoo, by the way.
I'm Daffodil.
And we're freezing our butts off this week to get a show out to you because you're dedicated listeners and we're dedicated hosts.
And the Yankee Clipper made us, or no, not the Yankee Clipper, the Arctic Clipper made us cold.
Yeah. Anyway, we're moving on now with a rap song that probably shouldn't be played, but we're going to play it anyway.
Okay, why shouldn't we play it?
Because it's terrible. It's downright disgusting. Ugh.
What's it called?
It's called Rapping with Gas. And we're, no, not what you're thinking. No. This is talking about, you know, like...
And you, I gotta say it.
Yeah, what?
I gotta say
what?
It.
What? Go ahead.
If this is an entire song of people making noises with their bums...
Yes?
I'm leaving the show.
Well, that's fine. That's not that.
Okay.
It's kids rapping and making a statement about propane. We're also gonna play and start off the set with Lynn Roberts... And get your exercising gear going. Here is Chicken Fat right here
oh,
on.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh,
right,
dear.
Yeah, right. Right here on.
Cheese, please.
Touchdown every morning, 10 times, not just now and then. Give that chicken fat back to the chicken and don't be chicken again. No, don't be chicken again. push up. Every morning, 10 times push up. Starting low, once more on the rise. Don't be flabby, guys. Go, you chicken fat, go away. Go, you chicken fat, go.
Get ready now for exercise one. Stand with feet together, hands behind your head. Bend and touch your elbow to opposite raised knee. Ready? Begin. Left to right knee, right to left knee, left to right knee, right to left knee. Touch and change, touch and change, touch and change, touch and change. Exercise two. Feet apart, hands at chest, palms down, elbow shoulder level. Ready? Snap and fling. Snap the elbows back. Fling the arms wide. Snap the elbows back. Fling wide, double. Snap back, fling out. Snap back, fling out. Snap back, fling out. 4, 2, 3, 4. 5, 2, 3, 4. 6, 2, 3, 4. Exercise three. Run and jump in place. Run in place. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Pick those feet up. 5, 6, 7, 8. Jump apart, jump together, jump apart, jump together, apart, together, apart, together, apart, together.
Everybody sing! Go, you chicken fat, go away! Go, you chicken fat, go! Dismissed!
Kids, don't try this one at home.
Snap Dude Daffodil paid me to say cheese, please. It's so cool.
Cheese.
Gas.
Cooking with gas. Gas.
Cooking with gas. Gas.
We all cook better when we're cooking with gas.
Gas. Gas is so hot it's not on when it's off. It's the only way to cook.
That's what I was taught.
Now here's a fact you should have to know to pass. 9 out of 10 chefs only cook with gas. Why is that, you say? Can I cook my way? The benefits we have to tell will really make your day. So listen, class, cause we're gonna go fast. Here are all the reasons you should cook with gas.
I cook with gas cause I'm in control. The flame could be adjusted for the perfect shrimp creole. The burner's not on when I think it's not. I can simmer, brown, or boil in the same metal pot.
Cooking with gas. Cooking with gas.
We all cook better when we're cooking with gas. Gas is so hot, it's not on when it's off. It's the only way to cook.
That's what we were taught.
I cook with gas cause the cost is much less than electricity. Do you wanna take a guess? Well, it's 3 times less in the east or west. So remember those figures when it's time to take a test.
I cook with gas cause broiling's so clean. The flame consumes the smoke and grease, you know what I mean. And when I bake a pie to put on the sill, my self-cleaning oven takes care of any spill.
Cooking with gas, cooking with gas.
We all cook better when we're cooking with gas.
Gas is so hot, it's not on when it's off. It's the only way to cook, that's what we were taught.
I cook with gas cause the stovetop's cool when you use electric ignition and natural gas fuel. In the summertime, it's especially fitting, so if you can't stand the heat, come into my kitchen.
Cooking with gas, cooking with gas.
We all cook better
when we're cooking with gas. Gas is so hot, it's not on when it's not. It's the only way to cook,
that's what we were taught.
Cooking with gas,
it's cooler.
Cooking with gas,
it's precise.
Cooking with gas,
it's cleaner.
Cooking with gas,
it's cheaper.
Now that you found out why most chefs cook with gas, here's some safety rules to remember after class. Natural gas is fine. Natural gas is clean. Safe cooking makes sense. We're not trying to be mean.
Safe cooking begins with range location. Avoid main traffic pass and also isolation. With no counter space nearby, don't let the curtains fly. Watch for open oven doors if you have a small fry.
Cooking with gas. Cooking with gas. We can all cook safely when we're cooking with gas.
Another safe practice when you're using your range is to judge very carefully the height of the flame. The bottom of the pan is all it should cover. Pan size should be right to prevent boil overs.
And no long flowing sleeves or long loose hair. Don't get too close.
You better beware.
The same goes for foods or items made of plastic. If they're too near the stove, they could melt like magic.
Cooking with gas. Cooking with gas. We can all cook safely when we're cooking with gas.
Now if a fire should start and there's burning grease, never, never move the pan or throw water.
Oh, please.
Simply turn off the burner and cover the pan. Use a dry extinguisher or soda if you can.
Cooking with gas. Cooking with gas. We can all cook safely when you're cooking with gas.
Gas.
It's cooler.
We're cooking with gas.
It's precise.
We're cooking with gas.
It's cleaner.
We're cooking with gas. It's cheaper. Now here's one final rule you should remember from school. When you wanna cook or bake, natural gas is the fuel.
We're cooking with gas. Those are the unknown kids, and probably they're unknown for a reason.
Well, the only thing I can keep thinking of the whole time I was listening to that is that with propane, you can always tell when you have a propane leak because it smells.
Yes.
This stinks, too.
that was actually one of those records that was put together by some association, gas association in the U.S.,
one of those kind of advertising, but not quite records.
Exactly. And it's more like, hey, we think this is a real cool idea for the kids. Kids want to cook with gas. We're going to rap to them. We're going to really clue them in by rapping.
We're going to talk to them on their own level.
Yeah, we're going to rap. I mean, oh, my gosh. What do you say to that except thank you, Otis Potter, for posting it on your website there? That's all
makes
I get
us
to say.
Happy.
And if you want to get in on the whole Otis Potter 365 days project.
Do we have a link on our website?
Well, we can be very quickly. Otherwise, look it up to www.wfmu.org, I believe. It's a public radio station in New York City that's, well, you know. They got some great stuff there, and Otis Potter's there, too. So you can download the cuts like we did. Just don't tell anybody, okay? Please. Yeah. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And, before that, we had the chicken, what? There, chicken fat. There we go.
We could use the cooking with gas on the chicken fat.
Yeah, exactly.
And make something crispy and yummy.
Oh, yeah, I know. Can you make a smoothie for me later? I know it's a little cold
No smoothies, no smoothies. Hot chocolate.
Oh, well, fine. Maybe you can...
Those little marshmallows and maybe a candy cane left over from Christmas.
Well, maybe you can put, like, a marshmallows close to the heater. Maybe that can actually work. Huh?
We could toast the marshmallows, you mean?
Yeah, why not? I just thought. Okay, well, fine. Enough of that and time for this.
And now it's time for the keys, please.
And on the slip up this week, we have none other than Dennis Weaver.
I don't believe you that Dennis Weaver ever sang.
Dennis?
I went to Wikipedia and I looked him up and there's not one word on here about him singing.
Well, the funny thing is he did. You know?
I don't believe it.
Dennis Weaver was known early in his career for the TV series Gunsmoke. He was a sidekick, I think, if I remember right.
That is exactly what it says.
What? Was he Festus? No, he wasn't Festus. He was another guy.
He was Chester.
Oh, thank you. Okay. And he had his own TV series in the early 70s that was well known and is on DVD now called MacLeod. MacLeod. That's your cue to say something.
I don't remember.
Okay, well, fine. He also did, and you reminded me off the air, Gentle Ben.
In the 60s.
In the late 60s with Ron Howard's brother, Clint Howard. And that's about the big bear.
The big black bear.
The big black bear. It's one of those Ivan Tors things that was the same guy that did Flipper did this one.
And he went right from Ben to MacLeod.
Oh, really? Cool. I didn't know that. And, well, these days...
And there you go.
Unfortunately, he has passed away in 2006. But he's left us great memories, including what we're about to play.
I don't know what to say.
Let's just say the musicians are a little more entertaining than he is. Oh, I don't know. He's kind of cool. That's all I got to say. The Chicken Mash, right here on...
Cheese, please.
I come home from a possum hunt. I seen my farmhouse shaking from back to front. Was all lit up like a French chateau with wild sounds coming from the radio. I peeked in my window and seen my fine feathered friends, my dominica roosters and my Plymouth rock hens. It's bobbing up and down like a window sash, doing what they call the chicken mash. Rock up light, then peg it to the left, then peg it to the right. There's a clucking to each other and a making sweet talk while they circle around with a sashay wall. In come a rooster, big Rhode Island red, and the Plymouth Rock hens went out of their head. Red picked a hen that had style and flash, and man, could that do the chicken mash. Flew in and started packing it again and again. With fire in her eyes, she made his feathers fly, and the red blew out the door and didn't say goodbye. Chickens all cackled and quick as a flash, and so back again doing the chicken mash.
Please, with Dennis Weaver and the Chicken Mash, not to be confused with the Monster Mash.
Chicken mash. Where's gravy and peas and?
Oh, I don't know. I just like this whole.
Oh yeah, it's the chicken mash type
chicken
read.
Stuffing.
You
know?
Well, fine. Dennis Weaver, who has brought us, as we mentioned earlier, TV series aplenty. That was the one song we know he recorded, anyway. And my name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And it's Daffodil. You've been really nice to me this week. I mean, we're not really getting uptight in anything. What's wrong? Huh? Huh? Usually I just get upset at you, and you get upset at me, and you're being nice.
I'm not being cold to you this week.
Yeah, why?
It's cold enough.
Yeah, with the van, with the whole...
No, me being cold to you. I give you the cold shoulder, you might turn into an ice cube and die. cold shoulder.
Well, I'm not going to do that, okay? I'm going to do this, though, and open the glove compartment.
I'm surprised it wasn't frozen shut.
It's not frozen! It's never frozen. I oiled it before we did it. How's that?
I'm surprised it wasn't frozen shut.
Well, I put on a little bit of that oil. Anyway, we got Toby Rehn and the Common People with a song that I'm sure a marketer would love.
It's a ding-dong song.
Yeah, the ding-dong song, well, sort of. Avon Calling, right here on Keys, Please. My name is Starfoot.
And I'm Daffodil.
And join us next week where we hopefully will be in warmer climate.
Hopefully.
If not, I'm going to curl up.
Maybe next week we'll do the show indoors somewhere.
Well, there's an idea.
If it's this cold, because it's almost too cold to be in the van.
I know. That's why we got the heater. So, anyway, you have a good week.
Bye, folks.
Avon Calling.
Oops, there goes our hearts.
Avon Calling.
We knew it from the start.
She rang my bell, that's when I fell. Hook, line, and sinker.
I started it all with just a touch of my little finger. Being a mother and a dad gets rough. At times you'll agree. The kids need a dad, and I need someone to love and comfort me. I'll pick up my kit and be on my way. I sell Avon door to door.
Avon calling. I knew I'd won his heart. I rang his bell, that's when he fell. Hook, line, and sinker. I started it all with just a touch of my little finger.
She rang her way into my heart. I heard the chimes of love. Now her kids and my kids are fighting with our kids. Our house has wall-to-wall love. If an Avon lady should ring your bell and say, my name's Mrs. Jones, please order a lot. It puts beans in the pot and it keeps our happy home.
Avon calling.
Oops, there goes my heart.
Avon calling.
I knew it from the start. She rang my bell, that's when I fell. Hook, line, and sinker. She started it all with just a touch of her little finger.
We're happy that's played and Avon's to blame. Or should we just call it fate? We're happy that's played and Avon's to blame. Or should we just call it fate?
Hey, Daffodil, I thought I heard someone at the door there. Can you open the van? There, is this. Oh, maybe not.
Close the door, it's cold.
Oh, sorry. I thought there was someone at the door.
Okay, first.
Why?
We don't have a doorbell.
Oh, well, fine.
Second.
Yes?
What song did you just play?
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Just play the credits.
Okay, fine.
Play
here we go.
Play the credits.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.